it to the Lord. And that's why we have a Palm Sunday sermon today from Zechariah 9. And the title of the sermon for today and this whole week is, can everybody read together? 1, 2, 3, what's the title? Come on.
King Jesus, prophecy fulfilled.
One more time. King Jesus, prophecy fulfilled. That's the title that we are having for this week from the book of Zechariah. First time being ever preached. First chapter, never preached in the book of Zechariah. I'm excited, you know, and enjoy it, receive it.
这个星期的这个, 撒加利亚第九章, 我们的题目是耶稣君王, 是那预言的那个应验。
So Palm Sunday, a lot of people go through Palm Sunday year after year without even knowing what Palm Sunday is all about. Churches have all the palm, people with palm. Do you know what is that all about? A lot of people are clueless, which is sad. But let's find out more. Why do we have Palm Sunday? What is Palm Sunday? And the first thing to know that Palm Sunday is all about a declaration that Jesus is King. Jesus is a lot of amazing things. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is Messiah. Jesus is a Redeemer, Healer. Jesus is Son of God, Son of Man. But one thing, and that's an amazing thing, that we need to not, we can't afford not to know, that Jesus is King. And it's not just a name. If a king is here this morning, let's say a humble king, I mean, an actual king might never come here because his church is too small whatsoever. But let's say if a king really showed up, king, if King Charles showed up, let's say we became besties for how a miracle took place. We became friends. I want to visit your church, Reverend Edmund. I want to visit your church, saying I'll secretly come to Malaysia and visit your church. I can imagine how you guys are going to dress up. I can imagine how these leaders are going to, oh, Reverend, we have to paint the building. We have to put this. I can imagine. You know what I'm saying? So we forget the definition of king. We talk about Jesus, we call him King Jesus without truly understanding. He is a billion times higher than King Charles. Who can say amen? But do we act that way? Do we behave that way? Do we dress that way? When we come into the presence of this King, called King Jesus. Why do you think one of the major reasons why I dress up? You see, I'm a classy person, praise the Lord, but it's more than that. I dress up, I look good on Sunday because I know I'm coming to the house of the King. Can somebody say amen? I don't come to church in slippers, I don't come to church in shorts. Even though I like wearing shorts. Because I know when I come to the presence of God, of my God, I'm coming to the presence of the King of Kings. I behave a certain way because He's my King. I don't bow down to anybody else because He is my King and I bow down to Him only. Can somebody say amen? I don't bow down to anything. I don't bow to any saint, any this, any that. Only to Jesus because only Jesus is my King. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
所以今天其实是宗之主日，所以如果你常听到人家讲宗之主日的时候呢，你知道到底在庆祝什么吗？到底是一个怎样的一个节日？其实呢，当我们提到宗之主日的时候呢，是在宣告主耶稣是那个君王。当我们讲说主耶稣是那个君王的时候，他其实他的身份、他的地位、他的整个呢，其实是比我们世界上的任何一个国王呢，是比我们的地位还要高的。
And the book of Zechariah, obviously, for those who don't know, the book of Zechariah is in the Old Testament. Long before Jesus was born, Zechariah was a prophet. Jesus is born in the New Testament. So Jesus has been prophesied to become the king. Can somebody say he is real? So long before King Jesus came in the New Testament, he was already prophesied long ago. So this is another reason why we know that Jesus is the one. We don't have to wait for another Jesus like some people are waiting for another Messiah. Some people are waiting for another king, but we are not. Can somebody say, I am not? Because we know that Jesus is the one. He has been prophesied by the prophet Zechariah and many other prophets. And Jesus was there. And that the declaration of Jesus is King on that first Palm Sunday. When did that take place? About 2,000 years ago. About 2,000 years ago when they had the first Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. As a church, I'm glad that the leadership of this church is acknowledging Palm. Look at the PowerPoint background. Look at the leaves. Look at the entrance. So it's good. It's good for churches to remember there was a Palm Sunday 2,000 years ago that commemorate Jesus's ordination as King of Kings. Hallelujah.
这个撒加利亚书呢，其实是在旧约里面。那么呢，在当时候的时候呢，耶稣呢还没有诞生，所以他就预言了说耶稣呢会诞生。那么我知道说在新约的时候呢，我们才看见了耶稣的诞生。所以呢，我们就知道说清楚知道当有这个旧约的时候呢，耶稣被预言的时候，耶稣呢就是那一位那一个君王。
So whenever just backtrack a bit. Whenever you pray and you speak to God.When you speak to Jesus, when you call him Lord Jesus, you know there is a difference. Lord means he's my boss. Lord means he's my master and I am the servant. Do you get that? Yeah. So everything, you say, oh Jesus, you are my savior. What does savior mean? Savior means someone who saves me. So different emotions, different understanding. So when you say King Jesus, it's something else altogether. But some of you might use the word King Jesus. You might call him King Jesus, but you may not fully understand. And that is why I believe the Spirit of God is leading us to this chapter and to this sermon to get a better understanding on what it means that Jesus is King. Wow.
所以当我们祷告的时候呢，我们有时候呢会讲到说，耶稣是我们的那一个主。当我们讲说耶稣是我们的主的时候呢，他就好像是我们的上司、我们的老板一样。我们也会讲说，主耶稣基督，你是我们的救主。当他讲说我们是他救主，主耶稣基督是我们救主的时候呢，就表示说他是做那个拯救的工作，他是那个拯救我们从罪里拯救我们的。那么今天我们要来看，我们有时候会讲说，耶稣基督是我们的那个君王，就我们要再更加的认识说，君王到底代表些什么。
Like this morning during my quiet time before coming to church, I was having quiet time with God at home, and then I was going through Song of Solomon's. You know, Song. When you go through Song of Solomon, it's the romance between the groom and the bride. You know, in Song of Solomon's. So that also speaks about Jesus. And Jesus is our coming groom. He is the groom and we are the bride. Can somebody say amen? So in the Song of Solomon, you read it. If you have a dirty mind, you can even get aroused. If you have a dirty mind, may the blood of Jesus cleanse the minds of those who are dirty. Can somebody say amen? But if you read the Song of Solomon with godly mind, you will see how intimate even the groom in this book in the Bible say, I love to fondle your breast. It's in the Bible. So, fondle the breast. I'm so shy. That's in the Bible. Your breast is like a pair of dove. Woo! It's so, you have dirty mind, it's so sexy. No? It's nothing, it's just love. And intimacy, pure love. Can somebody say pure love? Pure love. So that's where you want to know that Jesus is my groom, you go to that book. When you want to know Jesus is your king, you remember Palm Sunday and you go to the prophecy of Palm Sunday. So every character of Jesus is available. Where's my holy Bible? It's available in this precious, powerful book. Who can say amen? Amen. Jesus is not boring. Jesus is exciting. Sons and daughters, discover Jesus as your king. As your king. So you will be like, you will treat him more than King Charles. He's your king. A lot of people do behave certain way in a negative way because they forget that Jesus is king. He's king. He's king. He's the king of kings.
当我们阅读圣经的时候呢，我们可以看见说，其实主耶稣基督，我们有对他呢有好几个不同的称呼。所以像如果你说，主耶稣就是你的那一个新郎的时候呢，那么你可以来读雅各，因为里面呢在讲到我们跟主耶稣之间的那一个亲密的一个关系。
So before we go to Zechariah 9, that's Old Testament. Let's read something from the New Testament as an introduction to this sermon. Let's go to John 12:12-15. This is the New Testament, okay? This is exactly the part where Jesus came and say, and everyone is saying, not just Jesus, it's a Jesus fulfilling prophecy, and everyone is saying that he is king. Prophecy being fulfilled.
所以我们接下来我们要先在我们还没看旧约这个撒加利亚书之前呢，我们先来看新约，就在这个约翰福音里面。
Verse 12, the next day a great multitude, that's a lot of people, had come to the feast. What feast is that? Passover feast. When they heard that Jesus came to...
约翰福音第十二章第十二节，第二天有许多上来过节的人听见耶稣将到耶路撒冷。
And don't forget, taking these branches is not, we don't take branches and put cloaks on the street for that person to walk through. It's like a red carpet of the traditional days. We only do that to a royalty. Can somebody say royalty? You don't simply take the palm and do that. If you know, yes, it's royalty. You have to understand. You have to understand what's behind all these actions. Why palms? Why put their clothes on for the donkey to pass? Because he's king. You need to understand that.
所以为什么呢？要把那个中枝放在地上？为什么呢？要有那一些布？那么我们知道说呢，这其实是好像那个皇家的待遇一样，就像我们今天的铺那个红地毯一样。所以这个来的人呢是非常重要的一个大人物。
Verse 13 took branches of palm trees and went out to meet Jesus and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel.
十三节就拿着棕树枝出去迎接他，喊着说：“何撒乃奉主名来的以色列王，是应当称颂的。”
So all this that's happening in the New Testament has already been prophesied by Zechariah in the Old Testament. Are you listening? It's impossible. It's impossible to think, oh, the people are doing because they know the Old Testament. No, it's just happening supernaturally. Can somebody say supernaturally?It's happening supernaturally as how it was prophesied in the Old Testament. You know why it's happening? Because Jesus is the King of Kings. Can somebody say amen? Because he is the one. He is the one. And that's why it's happening supernaturally that way.
那么这个在发生这件事情一早呢就在旧约里面呢被预言了。
Verse 14, then Jesus went.Then Jesus, sorry, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it as it is written.
十四节，耶稣得了一个驴驹，就骑上，如经上所记的说。
Everybody say it is written. So the Bible telling that it is written in the Old Testament. It has been prophesied exactly how it is written is happening.
所以呢，这就是如经上所记的，就是说呢，圣经上已经记载了，就是像圣经里面呢，确确实实的在发生。
And then verse 15, last verse before we jump into Zechariah chapter 9. Fear not, daughters of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt.
第十五节，西安的民呐，不要惧怕，你的王骑着驴驹来了。
So you will find this verse. Okay, fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey. So if Jesus is the real one, he has to be sitting on a donkey's colt. You understand? So if another guy came sitting on the black horse or white horse, he is not the one. Jesus sat exactly on the animal that it was prophesied by Zechariah. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. I hope that any of you, anyone here physically or virtually, if you have any ounce of doubt in your heart that Jesus is the one, Jesus is the King, Jesus is the Messiah, that your doubt will leave you because Jesus is the one. A lot of people don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. A lot of people choose to be fooled and say Jesus is not the one, but we got to hold on to this truth that Jesus is the one because prophecy fulfilled. Can somebody say prophecy fulfilled once again? Prophecy fulfilled. Type it, virtual church folks. Prophecy fulfilled. Jesus is the one.
那么在旧约的时候呢，就已经预言了那个王呢会骑着驴驹来，所以我们知道呢，主耶稣基督呢就是那个弥赛亚，因为呢他应验了圣经里面上的那一个预言。所以如果有另外一个王呢骑着白马、骑着黑马来的话，那不是我们上帝所应许我们的那一个耶稣。耶稣本身呢就是那个上帝所应许我们的那一个君王。
Okay, let's turn to Zechariah chapter 9, and because of time, I'm going to pick a few verses to just preach this sermon further.Okay, but you have the whole week to go through the whole chapter. Be good to yourself by doing that. Okay, whenever you read the chapter that I tell you to read on Sunday, you read it, you are obedient, you are being good to yourself. Because I'm reading it, I'm being good to me. I'm being wise. Okay, we are to be. Please be good to yourself and read the chapter that you receive on Sunday.
所以星期天呢，当你得到这一章的时候呢，请你对你自己好，就是的去阅读神的话语。
So we're going to go to verse 9. Let's look at this amazing truth. Rejoice greatly. Come, can everyone say or type rejoice greatly? Come on, say it. Rejoice greatly. Whoa! It's more than be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Like the song says, it's more than that.And no way, based on God's word, no way can a human being, listen, stop playing your phones. Okay, no way can a human being rejoice greatly without Jesus coming into their life as their king. Can somebody say amen? Say, oh, I want to be, going to Japan is a blessing. Happy times, you know what I'm saying? But having Jesus in your life, you don't have to go to Japan. You can be even surrounded by people saying all kinds of bad things about you, but you can still rejoice greatly. We need to know the difference between joy and happiness. I said this before. When you are happy, when your children behave well, that's happiness. When people say bad things about you, happiness is related to happening. Something good happens to you, you become happy.Something bad happens to you, you become sad. That's not joy. That's happiness. When your husband buys flowers for you, you're happy. Your husband forget your birthday, you are sad. You know what I'm saying? Happiness is not joy. Joy comes from the Lord. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You got to catch this. Rejoice greatly. It only comes when you have Jesus in your life as your Savior, as your Lord.And in the context of this sermon, when Jesus becomes your king. And don't grow old searching. Happiness is a beautiful bonus. I gave this illustration before. There's $1,000 on the floor and 10 ringgit on the floor. Which one will you take? Take both. Take both. Who said both? Is it Sofina or Paisy? Take both.Take the 1,000, take and the 10 ringgit. Don't tell 10 ringgit, even 1 ringgit is all I'll take. You can ask my mother. I walk on the road with her. 10 cents I see on the floor, I pick up. I say, I see you, wow, you're very special. You are not poor, but 10%. I see you, 10%, 10% block. 10 cents is all I take, seriously. Not because I'm so kamsiap. Is it kamsiap? Right word? It's not that I'm so greedy. Literally, I see 10 cents on the road, I'll pick it up. I say, oh, mommy, is it? Blessings. Okay, hallelujah. You know, so joy is like 1,000 ringgit. Happiness is like 10 ringgit, 1 ringgit. Take both, but focus on joy. When you have joy, happiness comes. You can say amen. But fools, they go dry, they go crazy, going after happiness. Happiness goes, happiness comes.Are you following? People who have wisdom, like King Solomon, and some of us, hallelujah, we go after joy. You know, when you go after joy, happiness will follow you, like a little dog. Who can say amen? You don't have to go after happiness, go after joy, happiness will come by. Say thank you, Jesus.
给撒迦利亚书第九章第九节前面的那个部分啊，西安的民呐、啊，应当大大喜乐。所以我们知道说，当我们有主耶稣基督在我们生命里面做我们那个君王的时候呢，我们就会有那个喜乐。我们要清楚知道，这个喜乐跟发生在我们生命里面啊那些开心的事呢是不同的。当我们有喜乐的时候呢，我们那些啊开心的事情呢就会追随我们而来。
Let's read this together, verse 9, everybody.One, two, three, come on. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and have salvation. Lowly and riding on a donkey. A colt, a foal of a donkey. Say thank you, Jesus, for joy. Come on, say it. Thank you, Jesus, for joy. So decide.For those of you who have been a fool, but it's okay, it's not too late, you're still alive. You have been going crazy after happiness. Today is a wake-up call. Repent. Renounce. Say, I'm done with this. I'm going to go after joy. And it only comes through King Jesus.
第九节，西安的民呐、啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民呐、啊，应当欢呼。看呐、啊， 你的王来到你这里，他是公义的，并且实行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驹子。所以呢，我们今天要知道说呢，我们要取得这个喜乐，是来自我们的君王主耶稣基督。
I tell you seriously, I mean, I'm experiencing it, and I think all glory goes to Jesus. I have been pursuing Jesus. I've been pursuing joy, and I'm living a happy life. I flew on business class, FYI. Seriously, happiness just flows. Happiness flows. You don't go crazy becoming an old hack and lose everything because you're going after happiness. Go after joy. Happiness, business class, and many other things will just follow you behind. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Pursue joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for joy.
所以呢，我们要追随的呢是那一个喜乐，因为当我们有这个君王所赐给我们的喜乐之后呢，我们知道呢，其他的那些开心的事情就会发生在跟随者，发生在我们的身上。
Let's go to verse 10. The next verse. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off.He shall speak peace. Come on, listen. He's talking about Jesus, okay? He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
第十节，我必屠灭以法莲的战车和耶路撒冷的战马，征战的弓也必除灭。他必向列国讲和平，他的权柄必从这海管到那。这海管到那海，从大河管到地极。
You know, a lot of people misunderstood. Even in the New Testament, a lot of people they call the king who's going to come is going to be a physical king. He's going to save me with horses and chariots. But if you understand that Jesus goes deeper than that, Jesus rescues us in all aspects. Can somebody say Amen? Spiritually, physically, mentally, sexually.So it's not horses and chariots. He's not a kind of king. And some people are waiting for, they are still in the Old Testament. They're waiting for a king to come in that sense. A new king to rescue them. But the king has already come. Can somebody say amen? And it's not about this physical throne. You know, the time will come in the millennium. Yes, in the millennium. Yeah, I must say this before I end. Not I'm going to end now, but...I was reminded to tell Jesus, the first time Jesus came, he came as a lamb. Remember, right? Jesus came as a timid lamb who came to be sacrificed.
我们知道在旧约里面的时候呢 ，OK， 这个经节呢告诉我们说，那个君王耶稣他会骑着那个战马那些再来，那么有很多旧约的人呢，他其实在等着这个实体的那个君王真正再来。但是我们知道说呢，这个君王耶稣呢已经来到了，他不只是用这些战马这些东西来救我们，他救我们全方位。我们知道当耶稣基督第一次来的时候呢，他是以一个羔羊的身份来。
How many of you love the series Narnia? The lion and the witch and the wardrobe and all the Narnia, okay? The lion is the what actually?Yeah, Jesus, but Jesus, the lion is what? Is he a lamb or is he a king? The lion is a king. So the lion in Narnia actually speaks about Jesus. Why is Narnia portraying the lion as Jesus? It's a fact. Okay, the lion in Narnia speaks of Jesus. And Jesus, the first time when he came 2,000 years ago, he came as a lamb. But Jesus is going to come back again.The next coming of Jesus is no longer a lamb. The lamb story has ended. Can somebody say amen? It's fulfilled. Jesus is going to come back as a lion. And lion speaks of kingship. He's going to come. He's not going to come. I'm going to die for you on the cross. No, it's done. It's over. Finish. He's going to come as a royal. He's going to devour those who need to be done. Those who reject him. Those who aborted a babies freely like no reason, laughed about it, no repentance and all that. Everyone who goes after the ways of God will be dealt by the fierce king who's going to come. Who can say amen?
Amen.
No more playing games. The chapter of the lamb is ended. The chapter of the king, the lion, is about to begin. Watch out. Remember that. We forget, or we sorry, Christmas Day, we look at the baby. Jesus is not a baby. Jesus is over. Jesus is no longer a baby. There's no such thing as baby Jesus. Jesus is a grown up. He's no longer a lamb. He's a lion. He's a king. He's going to deal with everyone who killed believers. Everyone is going to be dealt accordingly. Not my words. The Bible has it all. Can somebody say amen? The king is coming. The lion is coming. So if we repent before you die, you better repent. If God, the lion is going to deal with you, bro. The lion is going to deal with you, sis. The Bible says so. Clear, loud and clear. We need Jesus, the lamb. We need Jesus, the lion of Judah. Say, thank you, Jesus.
而耶稣再来的时候呢，他不再是一个羔羊。当他再来的时候呢，他就会是好像一只狮子，他就是一只狮子一样。那我们讲到那个狮子的时候呢，他就是在讲到那个王权。
So Jesus is coming back, yes, as what people are waiting, you know, but not the first coming. The first coming, Jesus has nothing to do with his kingship. It's more coming as a lamb. But the second coming of Jesus, yes, there's going to be battle. There's going to be blood. There's going to be a lot of things that we don't want to be part of. You know, but if you repent now, we accept Jesus, and Jesus, I repent of my ways. I know that the lion is going to love me when he comes. It's not going to be, I'm not going to be one of the one who's going to be dealt with in that way.
当耶稣再来的时候呢，他就会有那个王权，他就好像狮子一样。那么呢，他就会处理我们每一个人。所以在耶稣再来之前呢，我们每一个人呢都要有那个悔改的心。
Let's go to verse 11. Let's go deeper. Look, the whole chapter is so powerful. As for you also, because of the blood. All this is in the Old Testament. Can you see? Wow, even in the Old Testament. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit.
第十一节，西安娜，我因与你立约的血，将你中间被掳而囚的人从无水的坑中释放出来。
Verse 12, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you.
第十二节，你们被囚而有指望的人都要转回堡上。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。
This is what the king is about. You know, he takes care of us. He will set us free. He restored double. So this is why we need King Jesus in our lives. And it's not a joke. We need King Jesus in our lives.
所以我们知道说呢，这是君王能够为我们所做的事情，那就是呢，他必加倍赐福给我们。
Verse 13, for I have bent Judah my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up you your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of the mighty man.
十三节，我拿犹大做上弦的弓，我拿以 以法莲为张弓的箭，西安娜，我要激发你的粽子，攻击希腊的粽子，使你如勇士的刀。
King Jesus is raising us up to be mighty warriors. Can somebody say amen? Okay, only King Jesus can do that. You can go to all the gym you want. You can learn all the martial arts you want. You cannot become the mighty man that only King Jesus can make you and I into. Can somebody say amen? And that is why we need to discover this character. Today is just this week, and today is just an introduction. I believe the Holy Spirit is going to give you great revelation even as we move forward in your life journey in the area of understanding Jesus as King.
然后这节告诉我们呢，只有主耶稣，这个君王呢，能够培养我们相信他的每一个人呢，成为那一个他国度里面的那个强大的那个战士。
So let's end this sermon with the last two verses in the book of Zechariah. But please, go and read all of the verses, okay? Every verse is important. Verse 16. So this chapter ends with verse 17. Okay, let's go with verse 16. The Lord their God will save them in that day. Come on. As the flock of his people. For they shall be like the jewels of the crown. So when you embrace Jesus as your Lord, your Savior, your King, God looks at you. You know, when a king wears a crown, right? Can you imagine? And if Elder Elena is wearing a crown, just a crown and kosong, no jewels. But Pastor Cheryl wearing a crown and full of jewels. Which is more beautiful? This is more beautiful. You go to Miss Universe, you know, they have the crown with all the jewels. And God saying, for those of us who receive Him, those of us who accept Him and not reject Him, and God looks at us as the jewels of the crown. And I was going, those are mine. I love them. We forget how crazily God is in love with us. You know, when I look at my children, even though they misbehave sometimes, but they are like, I love them so much. And I'm sure, Pacey, you love your kids so much. And every mother here, my mother, no matter how silly I am sometimes, but she loves me like crazy. You know, every mother here, every father here, you just love your children. Can all the parents say amen? Amen. Some of your children behave nasty, but you still, deep in your heart, your mouth is like, but your heart, you're just crazy about your children. As fathers, as mothers, we love our children. Yes? Can all the parents say yes? But what more? Our perfect Father. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, when we recognize He is King, He is everything that He is, He says, you are my darlings. You are the jewels of the crown that He carries you. These are my jewels. Jesus is crazily in love with you, guys. We need to get this. Run to Jesus. And don't run away from Jesus. Don't stop running to men and to women, to that man, to that woman. You're wasting a lot of time. You're growing old. You're growing old. Look at those wrinkles. Run to Jesus. He loves you. He looks at you and says, that's my darling. That's the jewels of the crown.
第16节。 当那日，耶和华他们的神必看他的名如群羊，拯救他们，因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石，高举在他的地以上。所以，我们知道说主耶稣基督呢，看我们呢，就好像那个冠冕上的宝石一样，我们对他来说呢，是那么的宝贝，那么的喜爱的。Read
that verse again. Okay, I'd like all of us to read that together. More than jewels of the crown, the Bible says He will lift us up as banner. You know, when you are proud of your child, they say, hey, it's my son, they're my son, you know, they're my daughter, we are proud. It's okay. As parents, we are to be proud of our children when they are in the right track. Who can say amen? Amen. And that's how God is with us. Let's read this verse together. Verse 16, 1, 2, 3. The Lord, their God, will save them in that day as the flock of His people. For they shall be like the jewels of the crown, lifted like a banner over His land. Hallelujah.
第16节，当那日耶和华他们的神必看他的名如群羊，拯救他们，因为他们必像冠冕上的宝石，高举在他的地以上。
And last verse, verse 17. For how great is its goodness, and how great its beauty. Grain shall make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women.
十七节，他的恩慈何等大，他的荣美何其盛，五谷健壮少男，新酒培养处女。
Can you all rise up, no matter where you are, physical church, virtual church, rise up and say it after me. Because of Jesus, say it. I'm highly favored. I'm deeply loved. I'm greatly blessed.
因为主耶稣基督，所以我备受青睐。 我被深爱，而且我深深的受祝福。
Take that in. You're highly favored. And nothing to do with you. It's just Jesus, because of Jesus. Take this in. You're highly favored. Wherever you are, virtual churches, satellite church, stand up. You're highly favored. You're deeply loved. You're greatly blessed. Take it. Stop talking.
所以我们是那备受青睐、被深爱，而且被深深祝福的。
We need to know how loved we are.
我们要知道我们是多么的被爱。
We need to believe that Jesus is King.
我们要相信耶稣是那君王。
We need to learn and understand fully the character of the Lion who is the King.
我们要清楚地知道, 这个君王, 这个狮子的。
Hosanna! Hosanna! Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna, 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 那被高举的。
So it was not just said in the Old Testament. It was not just said in the New Testament. It is to be said today, and not just once a year on Palm Sunday, but all the days of our lives, we need to remember that Jesus is King and begin to call Him King Jesus. And not just Lord Jesus, which is amazing, but King Jesus, my King, my King who loves me, my King who loves me, who calls me the jewels on the crown.
不止在旧约，也不。